original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and good afternoon and good evening. This is Carissa Brewer and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And here are your hosts, Max and my Aunt Tamara.
Yay! All right! Welcome, everyone. That's right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to Ted the Max and Max and Friends with your host, Max Tucci, and my co-host, Tamara Bowman, in the studio.
Woo! Max, I am glad to be back there, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Sunday, October 11th, everyone. It is almost 2010.
Yes! How blessed are we, Max? I am so glad to hear your voice again, my friend.
Well, I'm glad to hear yours, and I'm glad that everyone got to hear CBS News right before this show, because we've got our CBS News clips coming up before each show and after each show, obviously. So stay tuned for those, because you're going to get the latest in news only from CBS on LA Talk Radio right after Max and Friends. Tamara, how was your week?
Oh, my gosh, Max, it was absolutely incredible. I actually did another radio show with our producer, Sam, and it was phenomenal.
So you're cheating on me.
No, honey, are you kidding me?
Right.
Never. Never. I'm with you,
know
honey buns.
You know what I say. For every broken light on Broadway, I've got another one to screw in. Hello, goodbye. So.
You better not be saying goodbye to me, mister.
No, wait, because you're not my light on Broadway. You are my, like, entire whole thing. You're my billboard. How about
that? Oh, bring it on. I love when you say things like that.
Well, you know, we'll talk about that later in the show. But I don't want to waste any time because recently, you know, I'm on Twitter, Tamara. Are you on Twitter yet?
You know what I am? I'm still have yet to really...
I don't... Yeah. Do you want me to pull out the violin?
Honey, yeah. I need your help. I need you to work with me, brother. I know.
All right. Well, here's my point. You know, there's this whole thing going on with Miley Cyrus, you know, and how she canceled her Twitter account, and her father's begging her to go back on, and her mother's like, don't be on. Long story short,
really?
I'm glad that when she was on, because she has introduced, like, hello, this whole entire Twitter family and MySpace family, and of course my favorite Facebook family, to an amazing new songwriter. And we're so lucky to have him on tonight. You guys got to go to myspace.com/Thomas Hibner, H-I-B-N-E-R. Sorry, Jackie, for spelling. But this kid is amazing. He wrote one of the most incredible songs, and we're actually going to have it live on the show tonight, That You Mean So Much to Me. This is the song, people, when we have Thomas come on in just a minute, that we're going to have you sit back, relax, and listen to the words, because they're going to help you really convey the message to the one you love the most. But Tamara, we're so excited to have him on, aren't you?
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to hear this kid. Max, how old is he?
We're going to ask him, because you know what? We've got Thomas live on Max and Friends. Only on LA Talk Radio with my cool co-host, Tamara. Thomas, are you here with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, Thomas.
Thank you.
Wow, we're so blessed to have you on with us. How old are you?
I am 17 years old.
17.
Now, cool. Thomas, you know, we've been waiting to have you on for so long now. I know that I spoke to your family, and we were all trying to arrange this with you. You've got, like, a whole team rooting for you. And we're so happy that you're here tonight because we really think you're an incredible songwriter. Not only do we think that Miley Cyrus discovered an amazing person, but we also here at LA Talk Radio think that you can write some really amazing songs.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I have some questions for you. And basically, we're ready to set. We want to get this interview going with Thomas Hibner, everyone. So check out myspace.com/Thomas Hibner because we've got him in the studio in-house tonight on LA Talk Radio. So Thomas, like, why did you get into writing?
Why did I get into writing? It helps me express myself, and I love music, the sound, how it makes me feel peaceful and relaxed. I love how words and music can come together and bring out the emotion that waits towards life.
I told you he was amazing, Tamara.
Wow, that is so beautiful, Thomas, because, you know, I think that that's what our soul is always yearning to do, is to be able to express ourselves. And boy, to have music to tap into those emotions. Thomas, we just can't wait to hear you, brother. I'm telling you, that is a gift from God and a talent that you're not burying. I mean, you've brought it out to the light, and here we get to experience the creativity that you're bringing into this world. And wow, absolutely, that's incredible. What's your inspiration? Oh, I'm sorry, Max.
My inspiration, Max, there's no inspiration, but what really inspires me, when I start writing a song, I start with a title, and it goes from there. Usually I have been thinking long and hard about it, so when I do sit down to write, it just comes out.
Wow.
Now, how old were you when you started writing?
I was 15 years old, and when I started writing the song, I suffered a pretty serious soccer injury. Later, my friend's grandpa passed away. I was hit hard by both of those events. It got me thinking really hard, and I started writing away.
Oh, bless
your
heart.
And that's how you created your song that you mean so much to me, right?
Right.
Now, let me ask you, this is the height of everything for you. Because a couple months ago, Miley Cyrus Twittered you, and she wrote, "You guys have to listen to this song. He's an amazing songwriter." How has Miley Cyrus helped you by posting your song on Twitter?
It got a huge exposure. My MySpace went up from 1,000 to almost 10,000 hits. Bottom line, if it wasn't for Miley, I would not be on having this interview tonight, so I'm very thankful of that. So,
Well, I have a feeling that even if Miley didn't give you that twit, that definitely you would have been out there sooner or later.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know, now definitely everyone, like I said, you can go to his MySpace page, which is thomashibner.com, and definitely check him out. He's got his song posted up there. But yeah, I mean, Tamara, isn't it so cool with this whole this is why I want you to be on Twitter, Tamara, because you know, it's like it's great to have it on there. But Thomas, can you do me a favor?
This is Thomas Hindle. You're listening to Max and Friends only on LA Talk Radio. Here's my song that my stars like so much, and I hope you like just as much. Now live on Max and Friends. That you mean so much to me.
All right, so that's the key. We're going to get the song playing, That You Mean So Much to Me, right here on LA Talk Radio. Thomas, thank you so much for being on. We're definitely going to play this song again. We think you're amazing. We think that we want you to keep going. We want you to do your thing, be inspired, be encouraged, and by all means, continue to bless others with your writing, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
All right.
And yes, Thomas, God love you. Thank you so much for listening to the call. There's nothing like loss in our lives that really brings forth what's inside, and you've done that. And God bless you, sweetheart, and many blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great night, Thomas, and thanks again for being a part of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
You too.
All right, let's get this song, That You Mean So Much to Me, going. Thomas Hibner, check him out on MySpace, everyone. The kid's going to be a superstar in writing. Here we go. That You Mean So Much to Me on LA Talk Radio.
Walking around trying to figure it out. A missing part that's lost inside of me. Once in a while, there would be some teardrops hitting the ground wherever I go. It's not easy for me to let you go, even though I pretend it didn't bother me. I can't stop thinking about you, that you mean so much to me. Knowing we were close, having so much to say about you, watching you walk away, without saying anything towards something that could have been different right now. All I was trying to do was to show my love to you, waiting for your blessing.
something what I should have told you. My heart will let you go. With the pain of losing you, I will hide my broken heart. That you mean so much to me. That you mean so much to me. Memories of you will never fly away from my.
That You Mean So Much to Me by Thomas Hibner, everyone. And you're listening to Max and Friends with my co-host, Tamara. We're live. That is the song.
Wow, that was beautiful.
And I've got to tell you, I already have dedications coming in for that song. So my first dedication is from Audra to Don. She wants you to know that you mean so much to her. And
wow.
She wants you to know that you are her everything. And even though she's far away from you, you are the only man on her mind.
Wow.
You see, I love the dedications. People, you know, I'm on Twitter and Facebook, so people hit me up quickly. But everyone, just to let you know, if you want Thomas to write a song for you, which I suggest you should, because he's an amazing songwriter. By the way, that wasn't him singing. He wrote that song. But hit him up, myspace.com/Thomas Hibner.
Wow. Thomas, can you believe all the people's lives you're already touching? Look at people dedicating this song to other people.
It's amazing, right?
I mean, that's it. I could see it in weddings.
Right? So hopefully we'll see it in Alder and Don's wedding. You never know, right?
There you go.
Only to say we plant the seed here on Max and Friends, right?
You know it, baby.
With our
you
inner circle. That's what's up.
That's
so, Tamara,
right.
Now it's just you and me, babe. We got the whole show to ourselves.
Finally! Max,
here we go.
I was waiting for this moment. Oh, my gosh. It's like, wow. You know, usually we got people joining us, but sweetheart, I think this is beautiful. And what a great opportunity for us to just, you know, for people to get to know us.
Well, you know what, Tamara? I dedicate that song to you because you mean so much to me.
Oh, honey, right back at you, baby. I'm just going to breathe that in.
Breathe it in.
I love you. You mean so much to me, mister.
Listen, we're having like an online love affair right now.
I know. How cool is that? People get to be a fly on the wall going, whoa, I like this, Max.
And you know what the best thing is, everyone? Tara and I have never met.
Yeah, no.
So you know what?
Not in person.
Not in person. In past lives, definitely in past lives we met.
Definitely. What would you say we would have been in a past life, Mr. Max?
Oh, hello.
Hello. I would say these two ships passing in the night didn't pass anything.
No. I think you were the woman on the front of my ship.
Hello. I think I parked myself right there, mister.
I carved you, and there you were on the front of my ship.
That's
speaking
right.
Of ships, guess what? My cars are in New York.
Oh, Max, how
they
exciting.
I can't wait. And all I can say is, damn you, Christopher Columbus, because you close customs office tomorrow.
Oh, exactly.
But everyone, happy Columbus Day. It's a great vacation, great weekend. I hope you're enjoying your weekend responsibly. Don't drink and drive, because we want you to tune in so you could hear us. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So, oh my God. So tell me, Tamara. All right. Let's do Q&A between you and me. All right.
Bring it on, brother.
Bring it on, sister. So Tamara.
Yes, love. Ooh, do ask away.
Now, you know what's interesting is that our dear friend Rocco from Fashion News Live, you know, he's made me a correspondent now, so go to fashionnewslive.com and you could read my whole little article on Gypset Style has introduced us.
Yes.
And ever since then, it was like, you know, we were like the two logs that put on the fire and we just have that internal flame. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We've been ignited. And I mean, from the very first show, Max, I mean, we just really hit it off. There's a synergy and a love that's there that I think is just magnetic. And it also, it just really creates a field and a sphere that encompasses all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast. And it's like you and I, Max, are putting a giant hug around all of the whole world from two separate ends. It's like you and I coming together is just opening up this vortex into this portal into heaven that is so yummy and so juicy that people want to be a part of our inner circle and want to gravitate. Like there's this magnetic pull that says, come and join us because Max and I are about the fun, baby.
And you know what I'm going to say to that? Talk to me like I'm somebody.
Honey, you are somebody.
And we've had some incredible shows. I mean, my favorite show, I've got to tell you, I love all of my guests on Max and Friends. But I've got to tell you, one of my favorite shows together was definitely the Rolanda Watts show.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you agree?
Oh, she was just incredible. I mean, what a force on this earth. I mean, what a spirit, you know, coming from, you know, just nothing to something and really never forgetting her roots. That's what I really appreciated about her, Max. I mean, there was no diva kind of pretentiousness about how she showed up. I mean, she really remembers where she comes from and honors everybody along the way, even as she's made it, and just really maintains that humility as well as her majestic greatness. I mean, she embraces it all. And that's what we love. We love to uplift people. We love to magnify them in their greatness. And that's what I love to do about for you too, Max. I mean, you've got to be one of the greatest people I know. And serious love, I'm telling you, the way the energy that you show up with, what you put into and what relationships mean to you, Max, I mean, there's not anybody that wouldn't have like this disarming feeling in your presence because of, well, and I think together, you and I, both of our acceptance of other people and with each other, people can just relax around us and go, wow, I'm like in with these guys. And, you know, I don't have to be anything other than who I am. And I think that really stems from a place of non-judgment. And that's what you have, Max, and me too. You know, it's just like, we just let people be. At the same time, we're going to have our opinions, you know?
Well, you know what? I've got to tell you, I've got another request dedication for that song. And it goes to Paul and his mother and also his quote-unquote new girlfriend, Adriana, at the Mexican restaurant. So, Paul, thank you for... Actually, that was a text via my sidekick on T-Mobile. They're back up and running, so big up to you, T-Mobile. Thank you so much. But, you know, I've got to tell you, Tamara, when you were talking about our wonderful guest that we had on, Rolanda Watts, there's actually a poem that comes to my mind. So I'm going to read a little part of it because it actually goes to a lot of people out there who you're listening right now who you think, you know, maybe I have more to offer in life or maybe I want to offer more to life. And the last excerpt of this poem is from Maya Angelou, and it's from the poem Still I Rise. So I'm dedicating this little portion of it to our dear friend Rolanda Watts. So, out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak that's miraculously clear. I rise, bearing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. And so I rise.
Oh, my God, Max. The way you read that, I am one big goosebump. I'm telling you from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes, I'm feeling it all over my whole body, especially when you say I rise, because isn't that the hero's journey? You know, I mean, isn't that what we all just crave and yearn for on the inside? We love it when we've come from, you know, a place that says, man, when's it going to be my turn, or where's my place in this world, and how do I fit in? But when you take a stance, when you say, you know what, I rise, and you just summons that, you create it. And Max, that's what you do too, sweetheart. I mean, you speak forth things in the world and things happen. And doesn't that go right back to the beginning of creation? I mean, when God spoke, there was
life. And there was.
And there was.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you speak those words like that, Max, I mean, goosebumps came over me when every time you said, I rise. I mean, there's something that just, it speaks to our soul, not
it
just our ears, you know, but
it does.
Right from
well, the most
gut.
Important thing that I've got to tell people, you know what? Leave behind your nights of terror and fear. They're
yeah.
over. Leave
yeah.
them behind and you will rise. And you're going to rise into a daybreak that's miraculously clear. It really is. You know, you just got to, you know what? I always say you need to face it. Well, my best, I love Dr. Grace Cornish. Everyone check her out, Dr. Mm-hmm. Grace Cornish. She says, face it, erase it, replace it. So mm-hmm. whatever that is that your nights of terror or your fear are, face your fears, erase your fears, and replace them so that your daybreak can be clear.
Oh, honey, I love that.
And then, what are we going to do? Then you will rise.
Whoa.
Right?
And you know what, Max? I want to speak to something else that you're saying about that, too, because there's an awakening that's available for us. And it reminds me of a poem that I love by William Blake. And he says, when you can see earth in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower, know that you have been made to believe a lie when you see with the eye and not through the eye that was born in a night to perish in a night while your soul slept in beams of light. And what that speaks to me, that poem speaks to me, that no matter what's done to this body that's born in a night to perish in a night, your soul is unscathed. It's untouched. It's untapped. There's a part of you that is whole, perfect, and complete. And it waits for your awakening. While your soul sleeps in beams of light, it's just an act of your will to say, I rise, and wake up your soul to what your purpose is here on this planet, is what is available, it's what's waiting for you. And to be encouraged that every one of us has this place on the inside of us that's begging to be heard, that's begging to be expressed. Just like what Thomas was saying, is that it was an opportunity for him to express himself, to bring out emotions from his own pain. Because as we heard even from last week's show too, is that our pain is our credentials. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is that we've been through, use it.
Absolutely.
Use it. And then bring your calling forth because of what you've been through. And Max, I just know that because, you know, what you've been through, it's made you the man you are today. And the man you are today is what most people want to hang out with. Because, you know, there's a presence and an aura with you, Max, that, you know, it's just yummy. And people just go, whoa, I just want to, you know, they just want to come and they want to be with us. That's why it's Max and friends, because you really walk your talk in that you extend your connection with people. And I love that about you. You're like, when there's a party waiting to happen, you're there. I mean, you are the party. The party starts when you show up.
You know, but yeah. So everyone tune in, because you know what? We want you to be part of our friendship. We want you to be part of our group. So tune in to Always Max and Friends. Also, we want you to call in. The number here is 323-203-0815. That's the number. It'll put you live into our studios. We want to hear from you. But you know what? Someone said, why don't you two get married already? I just got a text. You know what?
Well, hey, you know.
Listen, this is what I've got to say. Business is business, and the best business, my texter, is to mind your own business.
Well, you know what's kind of cool is that we have made our business public. So,
we have.
You know, we are going to be getting all kinds of things that we're going to be hit up on. And
that's fine. And you know what? I got to tell you, being on America's Next Top Model gave me that thick skin to handle. You heard what I said? Handle anybody.
Handle it.
Handle it all.
And you know what? On one level, I mean, we kind of already are, you know, because really a business can be like a marriage or even like a partnership or whatever. And I just think it can be as juicy as whatever we make it. And, you know, there's so much love to go around. And one thing, Max, I love about us is we don't limit our love. You know, I mean, the love is here with us and we just don't limit it. And it's exciting because, you know, one of the things I love that Neil Donald Walsh talks about is he says, fall in love with everybody you meet and then keep what's sacred, sacred.
That's right.
You know, and that's what we have the capacity to enjoy. I think between you and I and here on this show is that, you know, really we just live in this juicy place of love. And, you know, it doesn't have to do with altering with any other substance, but our spirit, you know, and who we are. It's like we're high on life.
And we want you to get high on life. So always tune in Sunday night to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. But you know what? I think, Tamara, I think once we put out, you know, we've got to plant the seed because sometimes people are scared to plant the seed. But if you plant it, we'll help you water it. How does that sound?
Oh, honey. And speaking of planting and watering, honey buns. Oh, I'm so excited because you know about my device that I've got that I want to uplift this planet with.
That's right. Now, everyone, this device is, women get ready. That's all I'm going to say, because it will not only uplift your life, but it will uplift your spirit, your emotions, your feelings. Let's talk about you will be stuttering for probably about a week with this new device.
Honey, with your legs shaking.
You know what I mean? Well, because your niece got to say something, my niece wants to say something. So what do you want to say, Lily?
I just want to say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night, baby. Hey, honey buns.
That's really it.
Okay.
Well, honey buns, can you tell us what is the best thing that happened to you today, sweetheart?
I went to go see my dad.
Yeah. And what was the best thing about that?
I went to the park with my friend.
Yeah.
How much fun. All right, Lily. Well, you know what? Say goodnight one more time.
Goodnight.
All right.
Goodnight, baby. Sweet dreams, honey.
This has turned into Max and family and friends. Goodnight,
Lily. That's right. Oh, my little niece was just ecstatic. She's like, really, Auntie? Really?
But you know what, though, Tamara? It's the simple things. Like, if a kid can be, if a child, I hate saying kid. Kids are like baby goats. But if a child can be so happy with such simple things.
Oh, honey.
You know, it's like, what are we missing? Why aren't we happy with the simple things?
Oh, sweetie. And you know what? It really is found in the simplicity. It's in the routine of life, of connecting. It's in relationships that life brings so much meaning because you could have all the money in the world. You could have the best career. You could be famous, like all get out. And, you know, sometimes people commit suicide even in those environments and those situations, because still what's missing is what you and I are experiencing right here, right now on this radio show. And that's that deep connection that you matter to me, you know, and that you mean something to somebody and I'm with you and I've got your back and there's nothing, boy, you just can't say enough about, you know, what it means to feel like you belong.
Yeah.
And Max, that's what I love about us is that we create this environment where people who call in or our guests, they really feel like they belong, like they've got a place that they can go and be heard.
You know, but I've got to say hi to my dear house guest, Alina. She's my friend Audra's daughter, and she is here, and we have just made her into the princess. Actually, we made her into a queen, Marie Antoinette, because we had costume dress up today. You know, it's the fall. It's getting chilly. We went apple picking today. We had like the best time. And What's so much fun is to embrace children and be able to say, you know what, your smile is making my day into such a phenomenal feeling.
Oh, my gosh, Max. That is so cool. That's you know, there's nothing like a priceless little life that looks up at you and, boy, look at me in this costume. Look
right?
at me in that. Let's go pick some apples. I mean, that is skipping through now right there. It doesn't get much better than that.
You know, it's funny. I've got to tell you a funny story. I have a political advisor that comes on the show, Nikki Bloom. Mm-hmm. And I took her apple picking last year. Mm-hmm. And after we left apple picking, she goes, the next time I go apple picking will be at Whole Foods.
That is priceless.
This apple picking is not for me, but I've got to cheat a little bit. We didn't go out. The line to get into apple picking, you know, was so long today that basically we just went to the little farmer's market and bought the apples. But that's all right. And I'm waiting for my, you know, my apple crisp that's supposed to be made. But, you know, that's all I can say about that. But I had an amazing apple crisp last night. So I don't know. You know, I want to have this contest because my friend Luke made one last night. But I'm still waiting for my house guest to make one now. But homegirl's sitting over there, you know, doing her thing when she should be in the kitchen like Betty Crocker. You know what I mean? Anyway.
You might get a pie in the face there, mister.
Listen, as long as I can lick it off, that's all that matters.
Oh, there but, you go. Another adventure.
So you know what? But all right, so people want us to talk about issues. They said, all right, okay. Enough about you two. Let's talk about issues. But all the thing is, you know, people are always quick to say talk about something else. But then when you ask them what's an issue, they don't have any. So Should we create some issues for people? Has anyone come to you this week with an issue?
Oh, honey, absolutely. I mean, because, you know, I did my human sexuality class just this week. I have two classes.
Plug it, girl. Plug it.
And I'm telling you what, it's awesome because, you know, one of the things is that I get questions over and over again is that how can I have a more fulfilling life? And, you know, I want to be able to meet, have a girlfriend, have a boyfriend. But you know what? It's just not happening for me. They're just not out there. And, you know, one of the things that I speak to is like, look, it's not so important to find the right person as it is to be the right person. You know, you're going to attract what you are. So the most important
thing. And what I always say, is what you're looking for is looking for you.
Yeah. So really look in the mirror and say, is this what I want to attract? And really begin that work on yourself. So no matter what it is that you want in somebody else, make sure that that quality is in you. You know, it really, because, and one of the things that came up was about trust. You know, how can you trust someone? And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I mean, all trust is self-trust. Mm-hmm. And I would just propose that if you got this trustworthiness kind of thing issue, is really, it's like, how much do you trust yourself? Because when you really trust yourself, no matter what situation shows up, if you can trust that you're going to take care of yourself in that situation, you don't have a trust issue. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody's not showing up in a way that is trustworthy, one of the things, next.
Well, here's my question to you. If someone's not showing up, how about toys? And I have a question for you that someone said, what happens when you get addicted to your toy?
Oh, honey, praise Jesus. Because, I mean, toys can be absolutely wonderful. Now, can we talk about my toy that I've invented?
We can.
Oh, honey, I'm telling you guys, I have invented.
Wait, you know what? No, don't say it. Because you know why? I protect you. So,
okay,
you know what? There are people that steal out there. And just because we've got this inner circle going on, you know what I'm talking about?
You're not stealing
from us. Because I've canceled that assignment with people stealing. You know what I mean?
Oh, honey, thank you.
So,
you got my back. Well, just know that something extraordinary is coming out there on the market, and it is going to uplift this planet in more ways than you could ever even imagine. So to be addicted to your toys is actually not the optimal thing, any kind of addiction, because what that means is, you know, addiction just means it's something that you can't stop. Mm-hmm. Okay, so really, I mean, everything in moderation, right? I mean, mm-hmm. So you don't want to come across like, you don't want to make anything good, bad, right, or wrong. Everything just is what it is. And there's really only functional, and then there's non-functional. So if there's anything that's impeding your way of experiencing intimacy, you know, being able to provide for yourself or, you know, whatever, then I would say it's a problem. Otherwise, you know, it's not. And then enjoy whatever is available. Because, I mean, there's so many things for us to delve into and just have juicy pleasure, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a toy that's just doing it for you, praise Jesus.
All right.
Muhammad. Well, and everything.
Well, hello. Why do you think when you have the most incredible orgasm, you say, oh, God?
Oh, God. Right. Because
you know
you're
what I mean?
Praising God.
All right. Now, here's another question. Let's say you have a box. This question. Let's say you have a box of tricks. Okay.
Okay.
You got your little box of toys hiding out in your closet. You remember? Yeah. You remember? You know what I'm talking about, everybody? You got your little box of tricks. Come on. We all know you do. Is it okay to show them to your new lover?
Oh, honey, first date. Absolutely. I said put it out there on the table. Whatever you are, just put it out there. You know, because then you're not wasting any time. Look,
be honest.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Say, hey, look at this drawer. You want to check these puppies out? Look at what this thing does. This thing lights up. E.T., phone home.
All right, everyone. On that note, phone in. The number here is 323-203-0815. The lines are open just in case some of you have been trying to call in and you feel like you're not getting anywhere. Patience is a virtue.
Yes, love. And the other thing is, if you're calling in, if you've got your phone blocked, it's not going to find its way through. So unblock your number.
That's right. So, Tamara.
Yes, love.
You got any questions for me?
Yes. Okay, so Max, okay, because one of the things is we know you as this amazing, amazing personality that just really brings so much joy and light and all kinds of yumminess to the world. In your deepest times of quiet contemplation, what are some of the things that concern you or come up for you or you kind of maybe even struggle with a little bit that you can share with us?
You know, some things that concern me are when it's my friend's birthday and I'm not around them to wish them a happy birthday, but when they call into my radio show and they're live on the air, I can wish them a very happy birthday, Vanessa Noel!
Oh, Vanessa! Hi, sweetheart!
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh my God, we're amazing.
Vanessa, not only do I wish you the happiest birthday ever, but I thank you so much for ringing that bell and saving me from that question.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Happy birthday to you. You know what? We can't sing because then they're going to charge us. But I love you. I love you, Vanessa Noel.
Oh, I love you, Max Tucci. This is the most wonderful birthday wishes.
Oh, well, honey.
We're going to celebrate your birthday tomorrow, but I know there has been like so much going on in your life, Vanessa Noel. And the most exciting thing is it is getting so damn cold here on the East Coast that what have you got for us, Vanessa?
I have got the most fantastic over-the-knee, thigh-high suede boots and matching baby Shamina cashmere scarves.
Oh, well,
the boots I'll give to Tamara, but let's talk about those cashmere, baby.
Oh, honey, thank you, baby.
But your cashmere, boots. Okay, everyone, you know what? It is getting cold, and you know what? Speaking of birthdays, if you need a gift for someone, check out VanessaNoel.com. Y'all need to get these little, they're actually huge, these amazing cashmere. They are the most incredible, just like Vanessa Noel, cashmere scarves ever that you all have ever seen in your life.
We actually are calling the baby Shamina because it's the very first shearing of the goat, of the cashmere goat, and it is so unbelievably soft, and it's 100% pure and hand-woven.
So it's much like us, right? 100% pure and hand-woven.
100% pure.
and
so
soft.
Warm and featherweight, and they squish to nothing. They're so soft.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to wear them naked.
That's all you need. You don't need anything else but this. You know what? We do bath, you know, like the big bath towels. Remember Ralph Lauren did those huge bath towels?
Oh, that's what I use.
We need those huge cashmere bath towels.
Divine.
Right?
I sleep in mine, too. I it's like my adult baby blanket.
Well, get ready for the Vanessa Noel home collection, everybody.
Wow.
Coming soon to your home.
Oh, Vanessa, I bet your clothes are just like a hug from God, like all around your body with that kind of lush softness. Can you imagine? I mean, that's just like floating in wonderfulness.
It is. They're orgasmic.
Orgasmic, darling. Hey,
Speaking of orgasmic, you know, Sex and the City, Sarah Jessica Parker, everyone. My Vanessa Noel and I are going to go to an amazing new show on Bravo that Sarah Michelle Gellar, but she had a baby. I am all over the place tonight. Sarah Jessica Parker has a new show on Bravo, and I'm going with Vanessa Noel this week to see the taping.
The show
is called Work of Art, and basically what it is it's a new show that Sarah Jessica Parker is producing, Emmy-nominated, you know, Project Runway and Top Chef producers, and they're coming out with a new show where each week a group of talented young artists will compete and then display their artwork at an insider art gallery opening that will be taped for show. And we're going to be the guests. How fun is that, Vanessa?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm so excited. I think it actually sounds like one of the most fun shows I've heard about in years.
You guys are going to have
a
blast.
We're going to be a part of it. Yeah.
Well, you know, Vanessa and I, we went to Sherry Shepherd's show. We had so much fun, laughed our asses off.
It was a great night. Actually, that was really fun. Sherry was wonderful.
She's the sweetest. Isn't she the sweetest?
So sweet, so talented. And as you kept saying, like, it was so amazing at the end that she said goodbye to each and every guest and shook their hand.
Totally gracious.
Wow.
Really cool. Really cool. So this will be a new experience, and I'm so super psyched, and I hope the artists are totally fabulously wacky.
Well, you know what? I think what the spinoff should be, Vanessa, is that whoever wins that night, we should do a dinner party at your townhouse with them.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh. Right?
Ooh. Can we vote for them?
You know, Vanessa, we're just going to go in there, knock the judges out of the way, and we're going to be like, this is the Max and Vanessa show on Bravo.
We'll stomp them with our thigh-high boots.
Now, you know what, Vanessa? It's a new year for you. I don't look at a new year starting, you know, on December 31st. I look at a new year with your birthday. So what are your goals this year?
Oh, gosh, that's a loaded question. I don't know. I think this is a really cleansing, refreshing year. Mm. You know, the goals are always we all have to be happy and super healthy and focus in on ourselves. I feel really good about this year. I'm really excited. I mean, usually, you know, birthdays can be like, oh, people get so worried or upset about them. I say, bring it on. I am super psyched.
Mm.
It's a good one. And I also think on birthdays, you have to thank your mom.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And your dad. And
yes.
Your dad, because guess what? It takes two to tango.
Amen.
So thanks, Mom.
But Vanessa, I'm so glad that you called in because I'm so happy. You got 20 minutes to get mm-hmm. shake off that old year and get prepared for new year. So I'm going to let you meditate on that and get yourself ready for having an amazing year in the life of Vanessa.
I love you, Max. I love you, LA. And thank you for wishing me the best, happiest birthday wishes.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have it. And remember, what you're looking for is looking for you on this birthday.
Amen.
Good. Hopefully we find each other.
You
there
will.
There you go. And can't people go and visit in Nantucket, the bed or the little hotel you got going on?
Yeah, no, definitely the hotels. But Nantucket is so wonderful this time of year when you walk around the streets and you smell all like the wood burning fireplaces and the colors of the moors, and it's quiet and cool. Very romantic, very visual. It's the Vanessa Noel Hotel. We're still open. Mm. And the shoe store up there is open as well.
So check it out.
Go check it out. If you need a holiday romantic location, that should be it.
Wow, absolutely.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of the evening.
Thank
you.
And have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday.
And Max, I hope it's looking for me. And if it finds me, I hope it's not a mosquito.
So yeah, exactly.
All right, sweetheart. Well, I'll talk to you after the show, Vanessa, for real.
Bye, darling.
All right,
bye.
Ciao. All right, well, everyone, check out VanessaNoel.com. Happy birthday to you, Vanessa Noel. But all right, so Tamara, back to the question. Well, hold on. Speaking of, I'm like all over the place. You know, it's like, for me, I like rest before the show, and then once we're live on the air, I am ready to go. You know, I'm on fire. But anyway, speaking of hotels and inns and all that stuff, after apple picking, I went on a little ride, and I found an abandoned inn.
Ooh.
And restaurant.
Wow.
So you know what I want to do with that, don't you?
What are you going to do, Mr. Man?
I want to do an Oscars Delmonico restaurant up in that joint. You know what I mean?
Honey, with the vodka line.
I got the vodka coming out. We've got the salad dressing coming out. The steak sauce coming out. But now we want to have the restaurant and the inn coming out. So
honey,
that's
so is it available?
I don't know. I drove by it. I mean, I knew about the place for a long time. I went by it today. Totally.
Totally what, honey?
It's like abandoned. And everyone, it's in Connecticut, so don't think you're going to find this place, okay?
Okay.
I rebuke all of you trying to steal my ideas. This is meant for me.
That's right. I want to protect you here, okay? Don't say anything more about the location.
That's it. But so let's get back to your question with me. So your question was...
Yeah.
Tell me one more time.
Well, what are those things that are running through your mind in those quiet times, Max, when, you know, when we don't see you like as big as you are, and you're still as big as you are, even in your alone time, but what are some of those things that come up for you in that quiet time that you contemplate?
You know, what comes up for me really is like, I want to be still and know, and I want to know what God has for my life, you know, what's supposed to happen in my life, and really just focus on my purpose and also my existence.
Yes.
You know? And recently I've been doing that a lot. And I had a wonderful dinner the other night with my dear friend, Michelle. And Michelle and I were talking, and she's like, you know what, Max? She's like, you're a total, like, you're here to heal people.
Yes.
And what was so interesting was that night when I came home, my sister did an angel card reading for me. She's really good. So we're going to have her coming up on the show, one of these shows, because she's going to do angel card readings for people. But yes. And she totally pulled out, like, all the cards were, like, all the healing cards, the healer cards.
Oh, my goodness. You are that, Max. So, do you feel it?
I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it's weird to say, but I've always felt that, and I've always been told that by such various random people.
Right.
You know? So, what can I say? But I do,
that is
I do.
So beautiful.
In my stillness, I like to, you know, I go biblical. I like to be still and know.
I love
and,
that.
You know, as we were talking today, my mom is like, I worry about this, I worry about that. And I'm like, and I don't worry about anything. Because where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. The situation that we're in right now is the one we're supposed to be in. And really, I believe in destiny. I believe in fate. And I really believe that you can't fight fate.
Yes.
And what you're given and what you're presented is how are you going to rise from what you were given? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's basically just like, you know, how Maya Angelou says, she's like, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. You know, she's like, I rise.
Yes.
You know? And even though there's all of these obstacles, the black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we all have those nights of terror and fear.
Yeah.
Those, you know, it's like people, focus on yourself. You know, focus on who you are. Focus on your purpose. Of course there's going to be storms in our lives. I've been through so many. I'm sure, Tamara, you have. Everyone in this life has been through a storm. And they say in church, you know, your test is your testimony. But without getting religious on it, you know, it's like be still and know that what you were given, you will rise from it. And how you out, and if you look at everything in a negative way, it will negatively impact you. Just like I say, what you're looking for is looking for you. So if you're looking for negativity, negativity is going to find you.
Oh, that's true.
You know, but if you're looking to make a difference, that making a difference in someone's life will find you. And it could be the simple thing of just walking down the street. You know, years ago, I was at the gas station. And there was this lady there, and I saw her in this broken down van, and she had five kids. And I had like this such an urge to just give her $10. I know it's like, you know, $10 is to a lot of people a lot, and to some it's nothing. But it's like when I gave her that $10, it literally like, I could see it in her spirit that it totally changed her world. So listen to yourself, you know?
Yes. Oh, Max, that's so beautiful. I love when you said be still and know, because that is where the kingdom of heaven lies. Mm-hmm. And when you tap into that, you can literally change your perspective on the world. So it is, our world ends up being what we choose it to be, and we are constantly creating it with our words. So what you speak out into existence, if you're speaking words of love, that's exactly what's available for you. If you're speaking out words of hate and bitterness and all of these, that's exactly what you bring to you too. That's just like what you're saying, Max. That is so true. And I love the choices that you're making, that the world that's showing up for you, sweetheart, is exactly all the goodness that's coming back to you in a way that you are penetrating. The way you penetrate the world is the way you penetrate your woman. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And it's the way I penetrate my listeners. So everyone, if you want to be penetrated, tune in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, because it is the place to be penetrated emotionally, mentally, physically. And hey, why not? Put us on during sex. We'll talk you through it.
Absolutely. We want to hear, actually, you know, get some moans, some sounds in the background. Turn us all on.
You know? But no, I mean, what my words of wisdom for tonight are that everyone, you know, leave behind those nights of terror and fear and rise. And on that note, Tamara, we've got to close our show. Isn't this horrific?
Honey, I cannot even believe that this hour has flown by. That's how much we love each other, and it's just, that's how much fun we have.
Yep. Well, everyone, on that note, I guess, Tamara, what is your word of wisdom for the week?
My word of wisdom is, I'm going to take it right from you, Max, is to be still and know.
Be still and know. And I know it's time to go, everyone, so I'm sorry that we have to bid adieu, but remember to stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Come be still and know how cool we are here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. LA time, 11 p.m. New York time. Stay tuned to CBS News, because you're going to find out what's going on in our world. And on that note, happy Columbus Day to everybody, the Italians. You know, big up to y'all. I'm half Italian, so whoop, whoop.
But on that note,
next week we've got an exciting guest. Hope we're trying to book everyone, Bibi Bonet from that RuPaul show. So she's got a new single, I'm the Shit, and that's what we are. So stay tuned. Hopefully next week we're going to get her on. If not, not a big deal, because we'll always have something fun for you here
on LP Talk Radio.
Tamara, my closing words are, I rise. Have a great night, everyone, and stay tuned to Max and Friends, only on LA Talk Radio with my amazing co-host, Tamara. Check her out, tamara.com. Check me out, max2g.com. Twitter me, and have an amazing week, everyone. Stay tuned till next Sunday. Be well. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Peace out.
Bye.
See, they yell at me for not signing off. And then they...
I know.
There we go. All right. Good night, everyone.
There we go. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Max, only on LA Talk Radio.